Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey everybody, Scott Patterson. I'm here with the team. Amy Sugarman, Danielle Romo, Riley Palouses. Hello, hello. For another episode of I Am All In. We're going to recap episode 20, season 2, Help Wanted. Oh my God. Guys, I need us all right here. I'm going to say something to you. I'm about to blow your minds.
Oh, oh.
Ready?
We have no idea what's coming.
I wept at the end of the episode. It got me. Did it get you?
Yes.
Did it get you? It was the floodgates opened, and I don't know why. Can you explain this to me?
Because it was an amazing scene, and you both, there was so much said and not said.
Mm.
And she says, it wasn't his fault. And you said, I know it wasn't.
I've been in those situations, and it just, oh my God, I wept. I couldn't believe I was welling up. I'm like, what is happening here? I am being manipulated by witchcraft somehow. It was very, very emotional.
It was a great episode. And that was an amazing ending, because Rory was so upset.
Mm-hmm.
Why is everyone blaming him?
It struck a nerve because, when she said to her mother, everybody's treating me like some idiot who has no responsibility. And I'm sick of it because I did have some responsibility. And why are they treating me this way? And it just really struck a nerve with me.
Yeah.
I could relate to that so deeply. And I just, we can't go back and do it again. We can't go back to 2001 and demand more scenes between Rory and Luke, because that, what a magic combination that is. Because I hadn't seen it yet. And I don't think I had, I think, is that the only scene I ever had with her where it was just the two of us?
You did have the scene the week before where you asked her to tutor him, but Lorelai was sort of fringely in it.
But she was really there. Yeah, she was hovering. Yeah, she was. Yeah.
But she was a part of it. This is probably one of the first scenes I can remember where it's really just the two of you and no one else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think that ever happened again in the whole entire series.
It was sort of like the quiet of that
scene.
Oh
God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so minimal.
Yeah. And what an energy to bring in to that whole experience that she was going through, Luke. Mm-hmm. Because boy, I forget I'm beginning to understand the impact of this character. And I don't want to make this all about me. There's a lot going on in that episode.
Luke
I just finished watching it.
I guess
it was. Yeah, I guess it was. And him not being there, I really felt it, you know, and I was wondering if he was going to come back in and the anticipation of that. And there he was in a perfect scene. It was a perfect scene.
I agree, because just the way she walks up and there he is. Yeah. And there's so much unsaid that those two don't need to say to each other. He really is a father figure.
Right.
It really is to her.
Yeah. I just wish there was more of it. And I don't think the impact would have been less if there was more Rory and Jess. I mean, I'm sorry. Was that a slip of the tongue? Don't put me on the couch, please. It was not.
You know, it's interesting because you're typically very critical of yourself.
Yeah.
And you liked that scene.
I love that scene. I love the tenderness of that scene. I love
it
was just so tender, and she was so, I mean, she, you know, where's Christopher? Where's her dad? Where you know, and I leave, I gone fishing, you know, with a huge sign that said gone fishing. That was pretty funny, actually.
But I also think that Rory goes to Luke because he's the only one that can understand her point of view. Everyone else hates him,
right.
But Luke actually knows him,
right.
You know?
Right.
You know, I also think because there is some element here.
Mm-hmm.
Rory is a strong girl
who
makes her own decisions. And she doesn't like that the town is like, oh, that boy made you do something. And like that Jess kidnapped her and held her against her will and forced her in the car. Like she is stronger than that. So I think that's also part of the reason why she's like, what the hell is going on?
Right.
I told him to turn right.
Right. I don't blame her. Yeah. Now I see her point of view. It's like, just because I'm, you know, so doe-eyed and soft, don't mess with me, man. And I don't know. I think Lorelai was bullying her a little bit in that big fight at the end.
Yeah. What did you think of that?
I mean, tremendous scene. No question about it. I like the way they paused and sort of gathered themselves and said, okay, I don't want to fight anymore. But this is how people, you know, I see Lorelai's point of view. I see Rory's point of view.
I see
they're both justified, and this is just the nature of conflict. And again, perfectly placed, structurally speaking, toward the end in a scene of conflict and all this information.
And she even brings up if Dean was driving.
This is the way to reveal information, by the way. That's exposition. That is Rory's character revealing how she feels in a heated scene of conflict towards the end of the piece. And that is a perfectly structured, perfectly placed scene if you're going to reveal information. That's how you reveal exposition, by the way. That is perfectly executed and perfectly structured. So, bravo.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah, they do. And
it was a really good episode. What do you think of this episode?
I give it very high marks. You know, anything with a lot of Ed Herman in it is going to be just wonderfully entertaining, engaging. Mm-hmm. He's a very powerful presence. He's very light on his feet, isn't he? He's a very elegant actor. He's, even though he really holds the ground, and he's very, you know, he's so present. I mean, he's such a large, but he is also very nimble as an actor and very elegant. And
their scenes together are So good.
Just great. And
it's like a dance.
Right. Yeah. And I loved seeing how he saw her maybe for the first time since he realized her potential when she was growing up. It's like finally they're bonding and his eyes are opening. And my daughter really is kind of an extraordinary woman, isn't she? She's so capable. Yeah. She's so competent.
And you know what I loved is that we didn't have to deal for very long with his disappointment that she was not going to work there with him. Because I was like, oh, I hope they don't like belabor this.
But,
and it was like, right. Oh, at the party, there was the assistant secretary that Lorelai wanted. And it was all good. And then they had that little chat with each other with the lingo. And then we were good.
Right.
It was like, yeah, that's how it should be.
But she was 100% in the right. It's like, hey, I'm not like Renta secretary here. I got my own life that I built. And I know you want this and it's all working out beautifully and you respect me now and you see I'm competent and you actually are starting to like love me again as your daughter and seeing me as somebody that you're not, you know, you're not riding me hard. You're not putting me down. You're not giving me dirty looks anymore. You're looking at me with love and you're looking at me with respect because I'm helping you and I'm competent and you can see this and you can see what I am. You can see that I didn't ruin my life. And here I am. I'm Lorelai Gilmore in all her glory, helping you see your way through this, post-retirement resurgent business venture. You know what I mean? And it was wonderful to watch. And when she laid the law down on him, like, hey, I'm just here to help you for a couple of days. Dad, I cannot stay here. I'm not coming back tomorrow. He got really butthurt because he knew she was right and he wasn't going to get his way.
Well, yeah, and he was so disappointed because she's so good.
Right. He wanted her there permanently.
And he loves being around her. And then to have her be so skilled at running an office.
Right. All that experience she has, you know, and the chemistry is there. We saw that beautiful chemistry emerge between those two without him judging her.
Right.
So
it's not surprising that she's so successful because he is so successful, but also so is Emily. Emily doesn't get a lot of credit, but like she puts on those parties and those events. Mm-hmm. That's like a full-time job that she does.
Right. Yeah. That's
so I do think Lorelai learned a lot from them about how to be a successful businesswoman.
Well, she's in the perfect profession. You know, running an inn, keeping everything on time and classy. And she knows how to make up for flubs and screw ups and just send them in a free thing and a free rose thing and a free chocolate and a free dinner and a free, just go ahead and take care of them. And, you know, that's what you do. And so many people don't do that.
I have many questions.
Go ahead.
Let's start with everybody, but really this is for Scott. What did you think about sort of the idea that Luke went fishing? He just had to get out.
Absolutely. I mean, it's the logical next move for Luke. It's like, go sit in nature, forget about this garbage and, disappear. Go do Henry David Thoreau. Go commune with nature, catch a fish.
The town was like, you know what I mean? The town is lining up outside the diner. It's like they're realizing like, hey, this guy matters.
Mm-hmm.
And I think even though Lorelai wouldn't admit it, Rory really did. Like, I think that scared Lorelai.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh God, no, this isn't my fault.
Right.
She couldn't find a good cheeseburger. She couldn't find one.
Good coffee. Yeah. So I thought it was like really the right move for the character. It's exactly what Luke would have done, is just step away for a minute.
That's Luke.
And we knew he's coming back. Like, it wasn't like he's left town, but like,
make him suffer, withdraw and make him suffer.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm sure Luke didn't have a great time fishing.
He didn't catch a one. He was by himself in nature. The fish weren't biting, not getting any nibbles, but you know, I'm sure he got something out of it, right? He seemed very calm when he came back. He wasn't his usual self, right?
Yeah, he did.
He seemed very calm, didn't he? And I attribute that to my high quality acting skills. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
It was good. It was.
How do you
good.
Come into the scene?
What an important point. Because
I'm breaking my arms, patting myself on the back. Hey, where'd he go?
But it's really important that you pointed that out because, that was so important to that scene.
It was.
And so noticeable. That scene, I know I said it was so quiet.
Yeah.
It was night, just the two of them.
He was calm.
Yeah. And she's so calm.
They were both calm. I don't remember anything about filming that scene. I don't remember that scene at all. And I wish I did. Yeah, I don't remember a thing about it. And, but now I can see, the technique coming into play where I know I was asking myself all those questions. How am I coming into this scene? What's the demeanor? At what temperature are you coming into this scene? And it has to be different from any other scene you've ever done. Because you're with Rory now and it's quiet and it's late at night and you didn't catch any fish. And certainly didn't catch any fish. There were no fish to be caught. I was probably fish to be tied because I didn't catch any fish.
There was such an understanding.
How did this turn into Dr. Seuss all of a sudden?
One finch, two finch. There was such an understanding between... maybe the two of you as actors, but also the two of you as the characters. It's like Luke just gets it and Rory just gets it. And they're just like on the same page.
We both love Jess. We both see his potential. We're both heartbroken that he's not there. We're both heartbroken that he got, Stars Hollow is a meat grinder for a guy like that. He's just not going to get away with that behavior. It's too small a town.
I also think it's because Luke respects Rory.
Mm-hmm.
Really and truly, like he's saying, not only do I respect you, that this isn't your fault, isn't his fault, this isn't anyone's fault, this was an accident and no one's in trouble and no one's to blame, and thank God everyone's okay,
right?
Like just like that, like Luke isn't going to demean Rory
right
by acting like, oh, you're just, like I said, like, oh, you're such a little girl who got tricked by a boy. It's like, no.
I think he respects her brain. I think they're not close enough where he feels like it's his place to get in too close to her or too deep inside her life where he is going to get judgy or start giving his opinion, and he's at a comfortable distance, I think, with Rory. And I think that's the way it should be because he's just friends with Lorelai anyway.
I just think I think he respects her decision making, which is why he is like trusting her with Jess, like tutoring Jess or being friends with Jess. Whereas, like, let's talk about Taylor's reaction, like. that hoodlum did this to you. Do you know what I mean? Like, whereas no one is
Taylor's reaction,
like giving Rory the benefit of the doubt. Is it like she knew what she was doing?
I gotta tell you, that's my favorite line in the whole thing is Taylor. It's just taking opioids like those Hollywood people do. He gave her the face. I laughed so hard.
I did too. I was like, wow, he's like so concurrent with that.
But that's, let's get into that a little bit because that's how people feel about Hollywood people. They do. They just do. Right? I'm not trying to stir controversy here, but it's people are tired of being preached at. It's like, can we just live our lives and like, look what you guys are doing over there. And it's just such a funny line.
That was a great scene. No. Wait, I want to get Riley and Danielle's perspective, but I know that we need to,
the fish has been taken out of the bowl.
What the heck are you talking about?
You know what you're supposed to do, Scott.
The fish has been taken out of the bowl.
The eagle has landed.
There you go. You know what I'm feeling like? Let's towel off a little bit. The fish has been taken out of the bowl. The eagle has landed. There's fish. There's eagle. What's going on? All right, everybody. Let's towel off for God's sake. I'm sweaty. I'm going to take this off. We're going to take a little break. We come back. We're going to address one of the biggest controversies, by the way, in this episode. All right. We'll see you in a bit. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on.
Get ready for a ride.
We're gonna have some fun.
We'll explore and listen to the sounds of awesome places like farms, racetracks, and even construction sites.
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
They'll teach us awesome new things about the places and things we see and hear.
What did we learn today?
Learning is so cool.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip Podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back, everybody. We are going to discuss one of the biggest controversies in this entire episode, which is...
I want all of you to give your opinions. Dean's reaction to the accident.
I have a word or two about that. I must say, as a protector of Rory, I felt that his reaction bordered on inappropriate violence. I did not feel comfortable with him kicking the bag like that. I did not feel comfortable with a 6'4", glowering, angry 17-year-old going, what? And then kicking the bag. I mean, it was like she was scared. She got scared. And I thought, boy.
Sorry, I shouldn't be laughing. It's just your imitation.
But I mean, good acting on his part. Three different whats. The temperature kept going up. But I thought, I don't know if I want Rory in this situation with this guy reading this letter, what he's reading, taking in. It was bordering on he was going to whack her. And I just did not like that. I was ready to jump through the screen and say, pal, go away. What did you guys think? Did you feel uncomfortable for her?
Slightly different perspective. I agree with you.
I'm such a wuss.
For 2 minutes, I was like, oh my God, Angsty Dean is back. Like, yeah. He is here. He is raging. But then he had this like weird switch and he was like, you know what? I'm not going to let him win. That's what I was saying to myself. Uh-huh. He was like, I'm not going to let him get the best of me. And then he totally was like, you want roast? You want to come in? You want to eat some roast? Like literally the juxtaposition of like the first seconds of Dean to the end was so different. And yeah, he was insane in the beginning, but then he just had this like switch and I was like, oh, okay, Dean, like I'm going to give you props for that you're going to just say, you know what? I'm not going to let this get to me.
You know what I think?
At least that's a dialogue I had in my head.
Just to interject here, I think he's done.
Yeah,
and I don't know what's coming, but I seem like
he's so done.
No, I think that he has decided to move on in that moment.
Am I wrong? I had a different take on it, but Riley, you go first.
I feel like Amy and I might be in on this one the same. I was like, for one minute, Dean, raise your standards. Like, don't just like go have it. Like, I would be really mad. Stay mad. Take some time apart. Think about, process your feelings. Don't just like come
break up with her.
Like, mm-hmm. just do something. Mm-hmm. Like,
so Riley, my question for you there is, it's not the accident that he should be upset about. It's that she was like basically on a date with Jess.
Exactly.
Right.
She was spending time with Jess again alone while he was out of town. I would be like, no,
you're not
time.
Tutoring. I'm not mad at her for tutoring Jess. No. That's totally cool. But like, right. If I was Dean, I'd be a little suspect on like, wait, why are you going to get ice cream? And why are you driving around in the car? Like they were on a date.
Mm-hmm. It's shady. Mm-hmm. Felt shady.
Yeah.
So yeah, my take on it is just that Dean's relieved, so relieved that Jess is gone, mm-hmm. that he's just like so happy, like, okay, now I just get what I want. And I don't have to worry about this anymore. So it's like, he's not even like going there with the fact that like, she wants Jess. She wants to be with Jess. She's on this date with Jess. He's just like, oh good. Is he gone? Like, is he really gone? Yeah, he's gone. Okay, good. Want some pot roast?
Yeah.
Who believes that? Like literally I was like, Rory, like Jess is coming back like next weekend, you know, like there's believe that. Is he coming back next weekend?
You'll see. I'm not going to say because it's so major what happens. We're coming to the end of the season, guys. So
she goes to him.
Everyone has to remember we're coming to the end of the season.
And what's also notable is in the arc of this series, in the narrative of this series, this kid stuff is taking over, isn't it? I mean, this is really becoming like kind of the thrust of the show. And I know CW or at the time, I think it became CW after year one of the series. It really skews younger, younger. They were really trying to go younger, younger, younger. So it's all.
I don't know.
Yeah,
for me, it's a 50-50, a real solid Gilmore Girls,
mm-hmm.
where Rory is half the storyline. And whatever is impacting her, whether it's her relationship, it could be with her mom, it could be with her grandparents. And then Lorelai is really, truly half the storyline. And sometimes it's with Rory, sometimes it's with you, sometimes with her significant other, her work, her parents. For me, it's just a perfect 50-50 kid-adult story.
I don't know. I think it feels to me, okay, so yeah. So it feels to me like the kid stuff is the A story and the adult stuff is the B. The adult stuff is supporting the A story.
I'm going to disagree, but yeah, I respect it because it's real close.
We'll see.
Real close.
And it is compelling. And I like how they weave it in and they don't dwell on it. It's just these sort of scenes that really pop. They're well placed, they're well acted, they're well written. Super impactful.
Speaking of, as we have all this going on, we have two other things to talk about. One being Carole King.
Yeah. Wow. Wasn't she great?
Yeah. And so that was just a complete storyline in and of itself for Lane that I liked.
Yeah. Great stuff. Great stuff. She discovered her purpose in life. What a moment in somebody's life to discover their purpose in life. They want to be a drummer. And what a great scene when after she excitedly explained this to Rory, she walks back inside and joins the choir, her mother's choir, singing Bible songs.
So I thought that was really cool. Mm-hmm. And then another sort of totally independent storyline was the fact that Luke's is closed and off they go to the Hungry Diner,
mm-hmm.
which I'm not even clear where the Hungry Diner was, but I thought it was hilarious that Michelle was there.
I thought that was awkward. That was an awkward scene for me because he was being so hostile to his boss in a public place. He stood up and snootied out of there without having touched his eggs. I mean, it's like,
his
what is he?
I think there
needed to be no more. Oil. There needed to be more to that scene, or there needed to be less to that scene. That scene did not work for me. I thought her reaction was off the mark because she was still so sunny and optimistic. And you know, she just got abused by that guy, her employee.
Oh, but it's so him. And
I know it's so him.
Funny.
And it was
and
funny
like
in the beginning.
Over at his table, can I have a bite? And I don't want to give away my favorite line, but it's, can I have a bite? Get away from me. Like, it's so good.
By the way,
did you guys notice?
I think they took it too far with the character. I think they took
That's possibly correct. That's correct. Did you guys notice something massive in the background of the scene at the Hungry Diner? Please tell me. You would have seen it when Rory and Lorelai are at their table. And they asked for the bowl of coffee.
I have an answer to this because I did make notes on inconsistencies. So you just
okay? Give me that.
You discuss your theories now.
Well, I want somebody to try and figure it out.
Well,
I'll give you a hint.
Don't need hints.
Oh well, then you tell me.
It's not the clown pillow.
Nope. This is in the Hungry Diner. Richard would have liked this place.
Oh, grapefruit.
Yes. Did you see it? There's like a whole grapefruit bar. Buffet.
There was a grapefruit buffet.
See that. Yes. Riley.
Do you know now I eat half a grapefruit every morning now because of this show.
Is it all because of Richard?
It's because of Richard. Yeah.
It's good for you.
It is. I love it.
Yeah.
It's so juicy.
Yeah. I don't know what grapefruit season is.
Yeah,
it's
well,
sour for the morning, though. No.
No.
You just can't like brush your teeth right after. No. Good eye, Riley. Okay, Scott, you tell us. Tell us what you saw.
In the music store scene, there was a song playing in the background, right? It's Wilco's Heavy Metal Drummer, which is perfect for Lane. So as a side note, you know, why don't we, here's an idea though. Why don't we make a segment every episode and discuss the music in the show?
Sure.
Because that's the note I made is we should be, you know, discussing this. So what do you think?
100% yes, agree. Because music is an important part of this show.
Oh, it's huge, huge. But anyway, let's talk about Carole King and how delightful that was.
Do you remember meeting her?
I didn't see her on that episode because we didn't work together. When I met her, on the Netflix reboot.
No way.
Yeah, I think she came and did a day, or she at least visited the set one day, and I took a bunch of pictures with her. I was all thrilled.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really cool.
So that must have been pretty major for, like, Keiko to be able to be in that scene with Carole King.
Yeah.
Like, whoa. And really, was she the only one in the scenes with Carole King? Did Rory ever go inside? I don't think so.
I don't know. Just her. No, she walked right by.
I mean, that's pretty major.
It's Carole King.
Yeah.
With some acting chops. What's wrong? Your legs don't bend? Sit down. Get down on the stool. Yeah, it was
wonderful. Don't touch anything.
Yeah. She was great. She was great.
Yeah, I was confused about that. Don't touch anything, but sit down on the drum set?
Yeah.
I was like, what is
she's saying? She's being a New Yorkie salesperson, right? Yeah. Just sit down, don't touch. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really,
any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on, get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
We'll explore and listen to the sounds of awesome places like farms, racetracks, and even construction sites.
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
They'll teach us awesome new things about the places and things we see and hear.
What did we learn today?
Learning is so cool.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip Podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The main thrust for me was Richard and Lorelai. That was wonderful. Not a lot happened in this episode. I mean, it really just sort of moved the ball forward a little bit. Some resolution with Dean. Jess is gone. We're going to anticipate him coming back. Obviously, he's going to come back at some point. Luke's not there. A lot of this episode was up in the air. Like Luke and Jess are gone. They're not in this episode.
Well, and Dean is coming back and too. Dean's so there's coming sort of this back. Love.
Right, right, right. So. But I thought all of the Richard Lorelai stuff was engaging. It was interesting.
I thought Sally Struthers had an iconic scene in this one, too.
That was a great monologue. Great. We're all victims. You know, sure, they're tan and they got chest hair you could carpet the dining room with. You know, what a line, right?
That was awesome. Even though Rory's so like, oh, God.
No,
Sally Struthers was like,
okay, so send me the hate emails, but yeah, Sally Struthers didn't deserve Emmy consideration for comedy. Are you kidding me? I mean, that woman can make you laugh out loud long and hard, man. I mean,
she's awesome.
Every single appearance she makes, she's hitting it out of the park.
Yeah.
I was glad, I was really glad to see, and isn't it wonderful to see Richard coming back? He's coming out of retirement, and he's back in the hunt again, and he closed the Swede. What nailed down the Swede, as he called it? Is that what they said? Bag the Swede. Bag the Swede. It's not about bagging Swedes, Lorelai. It's about forming relationships and doing favors for people that this guy bag the Swede.
I will make a quick little note that Kelly Bishop has made her appearance on Mrs. Maisel and Scott Cohen. So Scott Cohen left The Resident if you're wondering where Max Medina is, he left The Resident where he was icky. And now he had a scene in Maisel where he was like, you know, fine. He was good. He just plays like a rich dad who wants his daughters to get married.
Hmm.
So yeah, there. If we're tracking where Max Medina is.
We actually this week have a little nod to Max Medina in our pop culture.
Hmm. I'll have to wait for that.
So a very satisfying episode, very entertaining, very funny, very emotional. It was nice to see father and daughter coming together. It was really nice to see Luke and Rory come together. It was almost a father-daughter moment.
Definitely.
But it was deeply emotional. I mean, I was very surprised at how I felt at the end of that episode, and I welled up and I walked into the kitchen in tears, and I said to my wife, I said, that show just made me cry.
She said.
She turned around, she goes, buck up, soldier, get out of here. what else did we miss?
That's what I'm checking. I'm just checking my notes here.
I mean,
at 26:29, you have a clown pillow half shown, just the top.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah. When Rory went to go get the money underneath the rabbi for pizza, it was right there in the frame.
Okay, I have a question before we go. Scott, do you think Luke left town because of the fight with Lorelai or because he was like heartbroken over the incident with Jess?
Both.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, he probably felt like a failure on every level. He'd failed everybody. And now he's lost his nephew. He failed at that. And now he's lost the love of his life as a friend, maybe. So he failed at that. You know, so he needed to go commune with nature and you know, stare at his belly button and have a clubhouse meeting with himself, as it were.
Yeah.
You know, and try to gather his thoughts and get his bearings back. So, yeah, very wise thing to do. Because I'll tell you, you know, getting in a fight with her, geez, she can bring it.
You know?
Good God. That's like getting in the ring with Evander Holyfield.
Yeah. As I'm going through my notes, mm-hmm. I think we should point out this important line when Rory says, mm-hmm. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of everyone treating me like I'm some kind of mindless idiot right. being led around by a guy.
Right.
And I really think that's so important. She was so irritated that everyone thought she was the type of girl who could be, you know, led by a boy or swooned by a boy. To doing something that wasn't totally her decision.
But guess what? That's the entire point of this show. That is why Amy wrote the show. Mm-hmm. Because anybody, you know, there's been shows about small towns with edgy characters, right? And heartwarming and lovely characters, you know, exotic characters. There's been a lot of shows about that, but it's never been written in the point of view of what you just stated. It's like, these aren't idiots. They aren't being led around by men. They can do it themselves. That's the point of the show. That's it.
Yeah.
It's a statement of female empowerment, but we're going to put it in this little town and we're going to put it in these situations.
Yeah. You know, I didn't have a ton of fashion standouts in this episode. Mm-hmm. I will say apologies to those following along for fashion.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate someone on Instagram also trying to help me find that pink dog sweater. Keep looking. I want that thing.
Keep looking, people. There's the
pink turtleneck dog sweater.
There's another one. Maybe we can cover this in pop culture, but you know, Richard talks about the Gary Berghoff character in MASH, the MASH series, that tiny, tiny little man that anticipates.
Oh, yeah.
You're just like that tiny little man in MASH that anticipates Lorelai.
Riley's got that covered.
Ed Herman once guest starred in a 1980s episode of MASH.
Oh,
yes.
A nice tidbit. Yes. Yeah, I'm nervous for next week.
Why? Broke me down, made me cry.
Because talk about
entertainment. Really?
Next week is a doozy.
Should I get the tissues ready for next week?
So this is what
happened to my life in my kind of semi-retirement doing a podcast. I sit around in my media room in my office at 11 o'clock in the morning, weeping at Gilmore Girls episodes, just like everybody else.
I know. It's so gross.
I am one so of you true. Now.
You're one. I was just, oh my God, I was just about to say, you're one of us.
I'm one of you. Anyway, wonderful episode. And we're going to wrap
see
it up.
See you for Lorelai's graduation.
We are going to see. So thanks, ladies. Much appreciated. Best fans on the planet. Love you guys. Thanks for downloading. We'll see you next time. Stay safe. Don't forget, follow us on Instagram at IAmAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com. Grade one specialty coffee.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.